Hello. Today, the church celebrates Tuesday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Jesus entered a village where a woman, whose name was Martha, welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's familiar gospel story, we hear about Martha working hard to prepare a meal for Jesus and his friends. When she questions whether Jesus cares that her sister Mary is not helping her, he declares that Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. That seems rather unjust to Martha. Jesus wasn't opposed to people working hard in the service of others. For instance, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, which we heard during yesterday's Mass, he commended the man's mercy and compassion when he cared for the man who was the robber's victim. But, as the book of Ecclesiastes says, there is an appointed time for everything and a time for every affair under heaven. So, there's a time to be active and a time to be quiet, reflective, and sit with open ears, hearts, and minds to hear the Lord's voice. When visiting Martha and Mary, Jesus saw it as a time for them to listen to what he had to say. Mary realized that this was the kind of hospitality Jesus wanted on this occasion, the hospitality of listening rather than the hospitality of serving. Mary was more in touch with what the Lord wanted than Martha. Wisdom consists in understanding when it's time to be active and busy in the Lord's service and when it's time to simply sit and listen to his word.